Hello and good morning. Greetings. My name is Tabitha. Thank you so much for allowing me into your church today. I want to thank a few people before I get started. First, I want to thank Apostle Maldonado, my spiritual father, for believing in me and giving me this amazing opportunity, as well as I would like to honor Teacher John Lafitte and Teacher Letty Lafitte. And I would also like to honor my mentors, Pastor Adam and Pastor Andrea. Those people have given me this opportunity or permission or this chance to be able to speak and to minister to you guys there into your church. And I also want to honor and thank Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene. You've been such a blessing to my life, and I want to thank you so much for trusting in me and believing in me enough to be able to minister and to teach the people there at South Street Baptist Church in Greenwich, London. So from Miami, Florida, to you guys there in London, hello, greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. I bless you all. And I get the amazing opportunity today to be able to minister and to speak into your life. Again, my name is Tabitha. I'm a leader here at my church. And I met Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene when they came here to Miami, Florida, to our supernatural immersive experience. And they were blessed, and we made a connection. So before we get started, or before we begin, you know, let's just pray and let's invite the Spirit and the presence of God into your homes and to just change the atmosphere where we're at. Just close your eyes, bow your head. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you that this is a day that you have made. Lord, we rejoice and we are glad in it. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come before your courts with praise. Father, we worship you. We exalt you. We invite you into our homes. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into our lives. We invite you to come and to speak. We invite you to come. Come and touch our lives. Come and change us. Come and transform us in this morning. Begin to work in us. Begin to change our mind. Begin to change our mindsets. Begin to work in us. Work through us. Father, we ask that you will come and ignite a passion and a fire in us that has never been before. Father, or renew the passion and the fire. Come and renew our first love. If we have lost our first love, Father, we ask that you would come and renew us. Revive us. Bring revival to our life. Bring revival to our homes. Bring revival to our family. Bring revival to this church. Father, we thank you in this morning. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that you have been with us during this time of pandemic and of being at home in quarantine. Lord, you have been with us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. You have been with us. And Father, we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love God. I love the Lord. Amen. I don't know if you love him, but I love him. He's been with me. He's kept me. He's protected me, and he's provided for me. Thank you, Jesus. So today, I want to speak with you about the importance of renewing the mind. Pastor Gideon gave me the opportunity to speak on whatever topic I felt from the Lord. And this is something that I have been doing in my life recently, and just something that we should do all the time as a Christian. You know, it's something that we need to do, obviously, on a daily basis. And it's just something that the Lord has been speaking with me about and dealing with me. And that I've had to do more and more, even in these end times, in this time of crisis in the world, and that is to renew my mind. So I felt from the Lord to minister and to speak that about that to you. And so I want to just touch on today about the importance of renewing the mind. So again, we are in the end times. Amen. If you don't know that, let me share, or let me be the first to tell you that we are in the end times. We don't know when Jesus is going to return. But if you read the Word of God, if you're reading the Bible, And you know scripture, you know the things that are happening now in the world were prophesied about or spoken about, or written about in the Bible. And we see the Bible coming to life before us. Before our very eyes. And this virus, this pandemic, and it's a global, it's not something local, it's not something small, but it is a global pandemic. And this is one of the signs of the end times. So, you know, the world is in a crisis. We have the coronavirus, people are perishing, people are dying, they're losing their lives, people are losing family and loved ones. And they don't have hope. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go. So, as believers, we need to make sure that we stay focused. You know, on the Word of God, that we stay focused and established in truth, and that we stay focused and established in what God is doing in the end times, and that we don't allow things like the virus to distract us from who we are as believers, as sons and daughters of God, and that we don't allow the news or media or social media or anybody else to distract us or cause us to become unfocused or that cause us to lose focus in what God is really doing and what is happening. You know, we have to stand firm. We have to make sure that we're not wavering. You know, in the book of James, it says that we need to be firm in our faith so that we are not wavering to and fro. And we need to make sure that we're firm in what we're doing. And one of the ways that we can do that, one way to stand firm in our faith, one way to stay focused as a believer, and ways to not allow the things that are going around us or circumstances to impact our life or to remove us or cause us to come outside of the will of God is to continually renew our mind. So the first thing I want to talk about is what does an unrenewed mind look like? Okay, so an unrenewed mind is a carnal or a sinful mind. And that is in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So a carnal mind is against the law of God. It goes against God. It's opposed to God. A carnal or a sinful mind is opposed to anything that has to do with God. And we see that a lot in the world today. And so we have to be really careful that we don't get sucked in into that mentality or into what the society is telling us is okay or should be our culture. Okay, so enmity again is to be in opposition to God. And a lot of times nowadays, if you go and you speak to somebody about God, you know, they get angry or they try to argue because they're opposed to the truth of the Word of God. Why? Because we want to do, or people in general want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. And they don't want to have to be accountable to God or to anybody else for what they're doing. They want to kind of have their own life and do their own thing. So an unrenewed mind also looks like the natural man. It's a natural mind, or it's a soulish man. And our soul is made up of our mind. It's made up of our will and made up of our emotions. So a natural man or a soulish mind is living by your emotions. You know, somebody that is easily tossed to and fro. You know, a circumstance in life comes and they're easily distracted, or they're able to, they're not able to focus on what is right and what is true. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So if you want to know the things of God, you have to have the mind of God. You cannot live according to your emotions. You cannot live according to the natural man, according to your will or according to what your mind is telling you to do. Also, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, just follow your heart, do whatever's in your heart. Well, the Word of God also tells us that the heart is deceitfully wicked. And so we have to be really careful when we follow our heart, because that is also included in the natural man, and that can cause us to have an unrenewed mind. So an unrenewed mind looks like a soulish man, a mind that is full of doubt, it's full of fear, it's full of insecurity. A natural mind is focused on circumstances and facts instead of the truth. And we see that even in the world today. You know, people are focused on the virus. They're focused on maybe that they're not able to work and they're not able to provide for their family. And all of those things are facts. They're things that they can see. But what does the Word of God tell us? It tells us that we should, that man, first of all, does not live on bread alone, but out of every mouth, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the Word of God tells us that God is our provider. So an unrenewed mind is not able to see or tap into or access the truth of the Word of God. And they're not able to discern what God is doing. And even the things of the Word or the things of God seem like foolishness. I mean, how can you tell somebody that's not working or that doesn't have a job, God is going to provide? It sounds foolish to them. It sounds like, you know, you're crazy. What are you talking about? God is going to provide. I need a job. I need money. But you know what? In all of this time, I don't know about you, but for me, for my family, God has provided. Amen? And I know that you're going to see that God is going to provide for you. He's going to continue to provide for you. Amen? Because God, why? Because God is our source. My job is not my source. The church is not my source. My pastor is not my source. But God is my source. Amen? So what does an unrenewed mind look like? An unrenewed mind looks like having the form of godliness. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So an unrenewed mind lacks power. Somebody that has an unrenewed mind lacks authority in the spirit. Somebody that has an unrenewed mind might know the things of God, but they don't know how to fully walk in the things of God. They don't grab a hold of it. They're not able to take it as their own. Okay? So, now that we discussed that, so an unrenewed mind looks like a carnal or a sinful mind, that it's focused on the flesh, that it's not subject to the law of God. They're doing what they want, when they want, where they want, with who they want. An unrenewed mind is a mind full of doubt. It's not able to discern the things of the Spirit, because it seems like foolishness. And an unrenewed mind, looks to have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And I don't know about you, but I serve a God of power. I serve a God that is supernatural. Amen. And God is super. His super is above my natural. And so anything I need, God is able to supply. If He wants to, He can create something from thin air and put it into my hands. And because that is the type of God that we serve. Amen. He's a God of miracles. He's a God that is still doing miracles. He's a God that does signs and wonders. Amen. And He uses me. He wants to use you. He's using you to do signs, wonders, and miracles. So what now? Let's talk about, what does a renewed mind look like? A renewed mind is a spiritual mind. Say with me, spiritual mind. Say with me, I am spiritually minded. Amen. A renewed mind is a spiritual mind. And what is a spiritual mind? A spiritual mind is one that is not easily swayed to the right or to the left, but they're focused. They're not easily distracted. They stay focused. They keep their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. They keep their eyes focused on Jesus, the one that is our help. Amen. So in James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a man of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So a mind, a person, or a renewed mind is spiritually stable. He's fixed upon the rock. He doesn't move back and forth. He knows who his source is. renewed mind knows that Jesus is the rock. They're not on the sand that is going to be washed out from under their feet when the storm of life comes, but they're fixed, they're steadfast, they're firm. Amen. A renewed mind is a mind that lives by the Spirit of God. And in Galatians chapter 5, 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, since we live by the Spirit. Say with me, I live by the Spirit. So a renewed mind is a mind that lives by the Spirit of God. It's a spiritually minded person, somebody that walks according to the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. It's somebody who has crucified their flesh and the passions of their flesh, the same way that Jesus was crucified on the cross. Amen. And it goes on to say in verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So a person with a new renewed mind is somebody that is in step with the Holy Spirit. You're walking hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're not out doing your own thing. You're not distracted. It's not like you don't know what is happening or what's going on. But why? Because you're being led by the Spirit. You're not being led by emotion. You're not being led by fear. You're not being led by your circumstance or by insecurity or unforgiveness or whatever it might be, but you're being led by the Spirit of God. So a renewed mind looks like a mind that lives according to the Spirit. Amen. How many of you can say this morning, I'm living according to the Spirit? Okay. What else does a renewed mind look like? A renewed mind looks like a renewed mind is able to discern spiritual things. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, what we have received is not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Amen. So if you're able to discern spiritual things, you're able to discern what God has freely given us. Okay, and it goes on in verse 13 to say, this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught us by the Spirit. Amen. Explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolish and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So somebody that has a renewed mind is somebody that is able to discern the things of the Spirit. They're able to look at their circumstances around them and say, you know what, we're in the end times. This is happening. God has allowed it. You know, because he's bringing about the end times. Amen. And you're able to discern your time. You're able to discern the season. The Word of God also tells us that we need to be a discerner of the times and the seasons that we're living in. Amen. And a renewed mind is also a mind that is full of faith. Is your mind full of faith in this morning? Or is it full of doubt? Is it full of worry? Is it full of anxiety? If it is, then you need to renew your mind. And we're going to take that opportunity a little bit later, okay? So a mind full of faith. Say with me, a mind full of faith. Say, I have a mind full of faith. And in Acts chapter 11, verse 24, it says that he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Amen. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. So we need to be full of faith, full of the Spirit. And we need to have faith in God. We need to have faith in His Word. Faith that God is looking out for us. Faith that God has the best for us. That He has the best intentions for us. That He has our best interest in mind. Amen? And also faith in His Word. That His Word is true and that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. Amen? According to His Word. Okay, so we are going to, with a mind that is renewed, we're able to discern spiritual things. We have a renewed mind as a mind that is full of faith. It's a mind that lives according to the Spirit of God, not according to the flesh, not according to the carnal desires. Amen? So why is it that we need to have a renewed mind? Say with me, why do I need to have a renewed mind? Number one, we need to have a renewed mind so that we're not deceived in the end times. Amen? In Luke chapter 21, verse 8, and it says, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. The word of God tells us not to be deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draws near. Go ye not therefore after them. So the Bible and the word of God tells us that many in the end times are going to come. They're going to say that they're Christ. They're going to say a bunch of things. You know, the word of God also tells us that the dark is going to get darker, and the light in us is going to get brighter. So if we do not have a renewed mind, then we're going to be easily deceived. We're going to follow after any doctrine that sounds good to us. We're going to have itching ears because we're going to want to hear what people are going to tell us. And we're going to want people to tell us what basically what we want to hear. So it's not going to matter what the Word of God says. And we're going to be able to also twist the Word of God and take the Word of God and use it for our own intention, for our own personal gain, or to live in sin and to continue walking with a carnal mind. So we need a renewed mind so that we're not easily deceived in these end times. Amen. We need to have a renewed mind in order to remove the impossible from our mind. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. You need to have a renewed mind so you can remove the impossible from your mind. I don't know about you, but my God is a God that is able to do things that are impossible. What is impossible for you, what might be impossible for me, my God is able to do. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you have an outstanding debt that you need paid off and the creditors are coming after you. The bank is coming after you. They're going to take your car. They're going to take your home. Well, guess what? God is a God of the impossible. He's able to take that situation and turn it around. He's able to change it. He's able to deliver you or wipe out that debt. He's able to put money in your bank account. So when you have a renewed mind, you understand that God is a God of the impossible, and it takes impossibility out of your mind, that you no longer focus on the things that are impossible, because you know with God, all things are possible. Amen. It's going to change your mindset. So to remove the impossible from your mind, you have to change your mindset. You have to take your focus off your circumstances and put your focus on God. Okay. How do you know that it is God asking you to do it? Number one, because God is going to ask you to do something bigger than you. That's how you know it's God. Amen. The impossible is where God begins to introduce himself to man. So in your impossible situation, if you have never had an encounter with God, he wants to encounter you in that impossible situation in this morning. He wants you to know that he's got your life under control. He wants you to know that he has you in the palm of his hands, and he wants you to know that he is watching out for you. And he has everything under control. He is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to put you out on the street. Amen. He's going to protect you. He has you in the palm of his hand, and he cares for you. Amen. So we need to remove the impossible from our mind. So what are our impossibilities? Sometimes we can only focus on those things that are impossible and say that it's never going to happen. I don't know about you, but I've said that in different things in my life. I'm like, man, this feels like it's never going to happen. Or maybe you received a word, a prophetic word, and it still hasn't come to pass. You're like, man, this is taking forever. It's not ever going to happen. But you know what? That's not true. God is going to remove that language from your lips. Amen. So our impossibilities are based on our knowledge, on our culture, on our education, and on mindsets that we have conformed to. So if you think that those things are impossible, today it's time for you to remove yourself from your culture. Sometimes it's difficult because we've been in tradition, we've been in culture, we've been bombarded with so many things that say that God is not real, that God is a God that just wants to discipline, but God is a God that loves us. We're His children. And the same way that a parent, if you are a parent, you have a child, you love your children, you want to give them everything that they want, everything that they need, you provide for them. And God is the same way. He is a father. He's a loving father that cares for you. He cares what you're going through. He knows what it is that you're going through in this morning. And He wants to show you how amazing He is. He wants to show you how much He loves you and how much He cares for you in this morning. Amen. So that impossible thing, that thing that seems like it's never going to happen, or that you're, that hurdle that you're never going to get over, in this morning, God is going to provide a way out. Amen. He's going to open up a door. And I look forward to hearing from Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene the testimonies that, of the things that God removed, the impossibilities that were removed from your mind so that God could make them possible. Amen. Another reason, why do we need to have a renewed mind? Number three, to destroy every argument of Satan. Say with me, to destroy every argument of Satan. Amen. So when we renew our mind, we're able to destroy the argument of Satan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, it says, "For though we live in the world, we live in this world, we don't wage war as the world does." Amen. "But the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." You have weapons that have divine power. I don't know if you realize that, but you have weapons of divine power. Okay, this is now like what you see on TV. You know, you have superpowers or invisibility or you know, laser eyes or you can move things with your mind. But you have a weapon with divine power. Amen? And to demolish strongholds. Mental strongholds in the mind, to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought that make it obedient to Christ. Amen. So you have a weapon in this morning, and I want you to grab a hold of this word. You have weapons that are going to destroy those arguments of the enemy that says, you know what, I'm not working. God can't provide. My house is not going to be paid. My bills are not going to be paid. You have weapons. What are your weapons? Your weapons are prayer. Your weapons are fasting. Your weapons are the word of God. Your weapons are worship. You know what? When this service is over, when this preaching is over, put on some worship in your house. When I'm at home and I'm doing things, I have a smart TV. Nowadays, everything is smart. And I have a smart TV that I'm able to go to YouTube and I put on worship. And it's just playing in my house. And I take moments during the day where I stop and I just will worship the Lord in that moment in my house. So you have a weapon that is worship. So grab a hold of that weapon and begin to use it against the enemy. Another weapon that you have is prayer. Begin to praise the Lord. You know what? Your shout is a weapon. I want you to release a shout in your home with your family. Just cry out and shout the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus! That's it. Shout it. Your shout is a weapon in this morning, and that shout is going to begin to remove and demolish strongholds. Why? Because your shout has divine power. Your shout has authority. Your shout has something to do that the enemy can't do. You know what? I was listening to somebody preach. They were speaking and they said, how small the enemy must be if my words can destroy him. Amen. So your words are a weapon, but it's not just any word. It's the word of God. When you release the word of God against the enemy, you're demolishing strongholds. You're breaking down strongholds in your mind, castles, in your mind. Can you imagine a castle there in the UK? You guys have a lot of castles. They're built to last. They're built strong. They're built tall. Why? So the enemy cannot get in. But what has the enemy done? The enemy has built castles in our mind with tradition, with circumstances. He's with ways of thinking. We've allowed him to come in and build a stronghold in our mind that says that we're not good enough, that we can't do it, we're not strong enough, we're not smart enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not thin enough, we're not able to do it. But you know what? God is removing those strongholds. You're going to renew your mind so that you no longer have those strongholds. The enemy is losing territory. Those castles were built so that they could take territory. Your mind is a territory that the enemy wants to take. And if you don't renew your mind, that territory is going to belong to him. But today I'm telling you, it's time to pull down those strongholds. Pull down those lies of the enemy that say you can't. That lie of the enemy that says you're going to lose it all. That lie of the enemy that says you're not good enough, that you're not enough. That is a lie from the enemy that has been built in your mind, and I'm putting it down in this morning. Amen. You are a child of God. You are strong enough. You have weapons of warfare. I don't know about you, but I think of a soldier that is put on, that they're in their armor, they got their sword, they got their shield, and they're ready to go to war. You have a war. You have weapons of warfare, and your weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty. That means your weapons don't even compare to any weapon that this world might have. Amen. It has divine power. Divine power. Say with me, divine power. I have divine power. Amen. Okay, what else? Why do we need to renew our minds? Number four, to set yourself apart from the world. Amen. As Christians, as believers, we're called to be set apart. We're called to be different. In Romans chapter 12, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. So, when we renew our mind, we set ourselves apart. In other words, we're setting ourselves different. We can be in the world, but we can't look like the world. I cannot talk like the world. I cannot walk like the world. I have to walk according to the Word of God and walk according to the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Another reason why we need to renew our mind is to establish faith in us. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, it says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, and be strong. Amen. And what is the faith that we have to establish? We have to establish the faith in us that Jesus is the Son of God. There's a lot of religions out there that say that Jesus is a good man, that he's a prophet, but Jesus is the Son of God. And we need to have that grounded in us. Amen. We need to have faith in his word, that his word is true and that it is still relevant today. A lot of people say, well, the Bible is a great book. It's a historical book. No, the Bible is still relevant today for you and me. The word of God still has power today for you and me. It wasn't just the apostles in the early church that have power to evangelize, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, but you have that power in you. Amen. So that is the faith that you need to establish. Faith that Jesus died on the cross, and on the third day he rose again, that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and that eventually you and I are going to be in heaven with him. You and I are going to be there with Christ. Amen. And we need to not only establish your faith, but allow your faith to be built up in you so that you become a bold witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be a witness of Jesus. I want to be able to tell the world that Jesus is Lord, that he's coming back, and that Jesus loves them. A lot of times people preach hell and damnation. Is hell real? Yes, it is. Are people going to go to hell if they don't know Jesus? Yes, sadly they are. And that's so why it's so important for us as believers to be a witness of Christ, to tell people about the love of God, to tell people that Jesus loves them, that he doesn't want them to live in sin, that he has a better way of life for them. And so a renewed mind is going to build up your faith so that you can do that. And when you renew your mind, you're reading the word. You want to renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind by reading the word of God, by praying, by fasting, by worshiping. You renew your mind with the word, the water of the word of God. Amen. And you're going to find that there's going to be a boldness that is going to start coming upon you. Amen. So why do we need to establish our faith? So that we'll be stand firm and we're not going to be easily shaken. Amen. With this virus and everything that's going on, there's a lot of people, their faith has been shaken. And they're like, you know, is God real? What's going on? Maybe you have even experienced the virus. Maybe somebody in your family got the virus, or maybe somebody in your family sadly passed away. And so what does that do? That begins to shake our faith. But you know what? We need to continually renew our minds. We need to continually stay in the word of God so that our faith will not be shaken. We need to stand firm upon the rock. Amen. When your faith is not established, you're going to be open to the opinions of others. It's true. You're going to be open to the point of view of others. You're going to be easily swayed, easily dismayed, easily distracted. So you need to have your faith established. You need to renew your mind. Another reason why we need to renew our mind is so that we can have the mind of Christ. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, again, chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Amen. We have the mind of Christ. What are the consequences? I want to talk about the consequences of an unrenewed mind. Number one, like we said before, you're going to be easily deceived. If you are not renewing your mind with the word of God every day, I read the word of God every day. I have it on my phone, and I read the Bible every morning. And I even have it, the app that I have, you can play so that somebody will... You know, there's a guy that's reading the Bible and I'm listening to it. And sometimes I put it on at night and I have the word of God, even when I'm sleeping, always coming into my spirit. Amen. So if we don't renew our mind, one of the consequences of having an unrenewed mind is that you're going to be easily deceived. Okay, in Deuteronomy, it says, chapter 11, verse 16, it says, "Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and that you do not turn aside and serve other gods or worship them." You know, there's a lot of religions, a lot of people saying a lot of different things. And if we're not careful, we're going to be deceived and we're going to turn away from God. So that's why it's so important to renew your mind. Another consequence of an unrenewed mind is that your prayer life will be hindered. In other words, God will not be able to hear or answer your prayers. In Proverbs chapter 1, 28 and 29, it says, "Then they will call to me, but I will not answer them. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord." So a renewed mind also is a mind that fears the Lord. And you're seeking the Lord, you're praying, amen? And if you're not seeking God, if you're not reading the word, and you don't have a renewed mind, you're not going to receive the breakthrough that comes by walking according to the spirits, okay? Another consequence of an unrenewed mind is that we give place to the enemy. Okay, he's able to build those strongholds in our life. He's we're empowering the enemy. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20 says, it says, do not give the devil a foothold. So we cannot give him a foothold. We cannot even you know, let him put a foot in or get a hand in the door, because then he has a place in our life. He's got access. So when we don't have when we do not have a renewed mind, a consequence is that the enemy is able to come into our life. He's able to bring doubt, to bring insecurity, to bring fear into our life, okay? So we need to have a renewed mind. Another consequence of an unrenewed mind is that the Spirit of God is grieved. Why? Because we're not reading the Word, we're not walking according to the Word of God, and we're not walking according to the Spirit of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. So the Holy Spirit is able to be grieved. And when we don't renew our mind and we don't walk according to the Word of God and we don't walk according to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is grieved in our life. Okay, another consequence of an unrenewed mind is that we become passive or slothful. In the book of Proverbs, it talks a lot about a slothful or a lazy man. You know, that they're not doing anything. And that's what happens when we don't have a renewed mind. And maybe that's happened to you. Maybe you've become passive in your walk with God, in your Christian life. Okay, and when we don't have a renewed mind, another consequence is that we stay in that cycle of negative thinking, that cycle of fear, that cycle of doubt. Okay, and another consequence of an unrenewed mind is that you won't be an effective witness for Christ. And I don't know about you, but I want to effectively witness and speak and preach the gospel of Jesus. Amen. So you might say, okay, you told me all of this, so how do I renew my mind? Number one, like I said, get in the Word of God. Read the Word. Study the Word. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. And verse 24 says, put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So how do I renew my mind? You put off the old self. You have to learn to walk away. It's not easy. It's going to be hard, but you have to walk away. Put it off. Amen. Put it to death. You need to read the Word daily. In Psalms 119:11, it says, I have hidden your Word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So you have to hide the Word of God in your heart. Okay, you have to be teachable. It's as easy as that. A little silence, a pause, be teachable. You know what? We're not always right. You're not always right. Amen? And you need to walk in right standing with God. In other words, walking in righteousness is walking in right standing with God. Amen? And part of walking in righteousness is to fear the Lord. Amen. Another way to renew our mind is to have a heart of repentance. Amen. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And even as believers, there's things that happen. Maybe you have a thought, a wrong thought. I don't know. Maybe you are addicted to pornography, or maybe you're addicted to masturbation, or maybe you're addicted to sin, to cigarettes, to alcohol, to drugs. I don't know what it is, but we need to have a heart of repentance and continually come before God. Maybe you get angry easily. Hey, you have to have a heart of repentance. You know, Lord, if I'm easily angered, this is not the Spirit of God. This is not from God. I need to change. Lord, I repent. Forgive me. Forgive me for being easily angered. Forgive me for allowing temptation into my life and acting on it. To be tempted is not wrong. Even Jesus was tempted. But the sin happens when we act on that temptation. Amen. So there's all sorts of temptation in the world that we need to repent. We need to have a heart of continual repentance. Amen. And we need to, another thing we need to do is we need to set our mind. Say with me, set my mind. You need to set your mind. The Bible in Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. You know, we do live in this world, and it is so easy to get distracted by everything around us. Maybe, you know, you saw somebody buy something that you wanted, and now that's your goal in life. But our goal should not be to acquire things. Our main goal in life is to be like Christ. Amen. So we need to set our mind on things above. And in saying that, make sure that you don't become so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Amen. We're still living in this earth. We still have to work. We still have to do things. But your mind is not so focused on everything that is in this world that you're not doing the will of God for your life. Amen. And another thing we have to do in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, put to death. That's right, put to death. Therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Okay, and then another thing we need to do is we need to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, and then we need to step out in faith, amen, and walk in the supernatural power of God. So that is an unrenewed mind. That is how you renew your mind. So an unrenewed mind is a mind that is focused on earthly things. It's not focused on the Spirit. We need to be focused on the Spirit, amen. I hope that you receive from that. I would like you all to stand at this moment, please. I just want to pray and to minister over you. And I hope that you have received something in this morning. Maybe you are one of those people that you recognize that you have allowed yourself to entertain and come into agreement with thoughts or ideas or beliefs of the enemy. Maybe you recognize that there's a stronghold that the enemy has in your mind, or maybe that you're in that negative cycle of thinking. Maybe you have fear. Maybe you have a lot of depression. Maybe you've been struggling with depression or with anxiety. And the Lord in this morning, He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal your mind. He wants to heal your emotions. He wants to bring you out of that. Amen. So I want you to stand up there in your home, wherever you're at, and I want you to close your eyes just so you don't get distracted by what's going on around you, so you're not distracted by the other people in your house or your family, okay? And I want you to say this prayer with me. I want you to say, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have come into my home today. You have brought truth. You have brought revelation. You have brought life. And today, Lord, I make a decision and I repent with all of my heart for not having a renewed mind. Forgive me for not renewing my mind every day. Forgive me for allowing myself to conform to this world. Forgive me for not being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Today I repent. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come and wash my mind, purify my mind with the water of the word, purify my thoughts, purify my patterns of thinking, purify my heart, purify my will, purify my emotions. Lord, I want to walk according to the Spirit. I want to walk with the Spirit in this morning, and I repent if I have not done that. Lord, I thank you that you are coming to change me. You are coming to heal me. You are coming to deliver me in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to say this with me. Say, I renounce in the name of Jesus to every old pattern of thinking. I renounce to every lie of deceit of the enemy that I have believed. I renounce to fear. I renounce to the spirit of depression. I renounce to anxiety. I renounce to doubt right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that all of those things go from my life in Jesus' name. Today, my mind is renewed. Today, my mind is made new with the word of God, with the water. It is washed with the water of the word in Jesus' name. Say, today I make a decision to free my mind from every demonic influence of the enemy. Every stronghold of the enemy is broken down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to release a word over you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare over every person that is watching this video, over every person receiving, Father, I release your presence over them right now. I release your Holy Spirit. I send angels right now to their homes to minister. Your word says in Hebrews that angels are are beings that minister. So I activate and send angels right now to begin to minister to the heart and the mind and the soul of every person that is receiving this word today. Father, I bind and I break. I cast out every lie of the enemy, every stronghold that has been in their mind, stronghold of depression, every stronghold of fear, every stronghold of anxiety, of insecurity, of the impossible. Right now, I break the lie of the enemy, the lie that says your life is impossible, the lie that says that your circumstance or your situation is impossible. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're going through sickness. Maybe you're going through a financial turmoil in your family, and the enemy has been coming and telling you that you're not going to make it. I bind that lie right now in the name of Jesus, and I release the possibility of God into that circumstance. I release the life of the Spirit, the life of God. I breathe life right now into that death, into that circumstance, into that moment in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare deliverance over your people right now. Deliverance over your sons. Deliverance over your daughters. They're delivered now in the name of Jesus. They're delivered in their mind. They're delivered from their culture. They're delivered from tradition. They're delivered from the thought pattern of this world. What the world has been telling them is true. What the world has been telling them is right. Father, I declare right now that that lie of the enemy is broken in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak truth. I release truth of your word, the truth of Jesus Christ into their life. Father, I bless them. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I declare that every lie of the enemy is broken in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your sons and daughters. I release a blessing over their life. Father, I declare prosperity over them. I release abundance over them. I declare that those that are now working or have lost their jobs will hear from an employee, from their employer, or from an employee, my God, from an employer. My God, I declare in the name of Jesus that they're going to receive money. I declare that there are checks in the mail. Somebody's going to mail you a check that you didn't even know that they owed you money, and they owed you money, and they're sending that to you. Money is going to appear in your bank account. Somebody who's had a contract that it was withheld, it's broken today. That curse is broken in the name of Jesus. And that contract is going to go through. Somebody that sells a real estate, you have real estate that is pending, and because of this whole thing, nothing was moving. And the Lord says that there's real estate that is going to sell in the next 30 days. Father, I thank you. I bless your sons and your daughters. I declare in the name of Jesus healing over them in the name of Jesus. And you know what? I hear from the Lord that there is somebody that even now in your mind you're thinking, well, is God really a healer? Can he really do it? There is somebody that you have a family member. I hear the word leukemia. That you have a family member that is dealing with leukemia. And I hear God say that person is going to be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare, I speak healing. I send a word of healing. I don't have to be there. I don't have to lay hands, but there is healing. There is somebody else that their family member is dealing with cancer. I bind that curse of cancer. I break it. I cast it out, and I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Breast cancer is broken in the name of Jesus. Breast cancer goes in Jesus' name. That lump dissolves and disappears in the name of Jesus. It disappears. Stomach cancer, throat cancer is broken now in the name of Jesus. Migraines are gone in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, stress, fear, it's gone in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I've gone over my time. I thank you, Father, for your sons and daughters. I bless them, and I declare that they walk with the Spirit, according to the Spirit, with a renewed mind. I thank you for your time. I bless Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene and your family. I bless you there at South Street Baptist Church, and I pray that you will continue to walk in everything, in the fullness of what God has for you, in Jesus' name.